definitely. I have the Kindle version of your book, and like I said, you know, I highly recommend this book. It is, and I've been, you know, since I've been in Christ past 12 years, I've read a lot of Christian books, but this book is, you know, relationship wise, it is what you need. So you can get the understanding of how do I choose the right person? How do I, you know, overcome heartache, as we talked about? How do I get in the will of God? Get that book, order it, and read it, and be sure to, she definitely is anointed to serve God in this capacity. And we thank you.
Hey, 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 hey. Hey, everyone. It is your girl, Tanisha Shanae, Miss Inspiration here. I want to say thank you to everyone that is joining me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, anywhere that you are watching. I know I've been MIA, and I came back from Myrtle Beach, and I took a little bit more of a time away, because being away for a month from New York City and then coming back to New York City is very overwhelming. It was a lot for me. So I definitely had to take a little bit more time to gather myself. But I'm not going to lie and say I'm not going to be before you for long, because I think I say that a lot and I'm usually wrong. So I'm going to just let God do what God does, and I will be here for as long as I need to be here. All right. So how y'all feeling? Hi, Instagram. I see some people joined on Instagram. Hi, Facebook. How are you? I'm so excited to be here. Like I said, I have not been live in quite some time, but I'm here and I'm ready to talk to y'all. Okay. So for those of you that do not know me, I am Tanisha Shanae, Miss Inspiration. I am an inspirational speaker, author, lifestyle, purposeful lifestyle strategist, professor. I kind of do a lot of things. But tonight, I'm speaking to you as the author and as a strategist. For those of you that don't know my story, I started to walk with God back in 2012. I don't have a traditional relationship with God. It's not, I'm not religious, but I hear God. God tells me what to do. And I try to do my best. I'm not perfect. I try to do my best to follow those instructions and to do those things, okay? So this is why I'm here today. So for those of you that are here live, if you can drop in the chat where you are from, where are you located right now? For those of you that are watching the replay, welcome. Hashtag replay. So I know that you were here sometime in this conversation with me, but I want to have a conversation tonight. And it is about my book, but we're going to talk about one, why people need to read this book, whether you're single and dating, single and engaged, single, anything that's not married, okay? Anything outside of marriage, you're single, okay? So let's talk about it. Let's just dive right into it. So 2016, God gave me this book, right? And when I tell y'all, I was like, no. Like, I went back and forth with God. I was like, I don't want to write this book. I didn't feel qualified to write this book. I just felt like somebody else should have this assignment. So I did not want to write Dear Single in Love. But I finally was obedient. And in 2018, I finally wrote the book, right? Finally, no, 2017, I sat and I started to write the book. And I was just like, fine, God, I'm going to write it, because you keep putting this book on my heart. Things are just constantly happening. Let me just write the book. So in 2018, I released this book, Dear Single in Love, 8 Principles for the Woman Waiting for Her God-Ordained Purpose Mate. Now, when I wrote this book, I did have the intent for women. However, if you are a gentleman, you are here, stay. We want you to be here, because you also can benefit from this book. This is not only for women. This book can be extremely beneficial to anyone that is male or female, okay? So this is my book, 2018. This is my copy, it's raggedy. It is available on Amazon. You can get this as a Kindle. And guess what? If you have Kindle Unlimited, this is what I realized. If you have Kindle Unlimited, you can just go to Kindle and download the book, you know, support a girl. But if you want the physical copy, you can order it Amazon Prime, and it'll be at your house in like No, I don't have it on audio yet. I actually was thinking about that while I was away, about recording, by re-recording my books on audio. So thank you for reminding me. I will definitely look into recording it. Whether I have someone else narrate, I don't like my voice. So yeah, I struggle with that, but thank you. I will definitely think about that. But it is ebook and it's also physical copy as of right now. So why does every single need to read this book? So y'all see what's going on in the world right now? Excuse me, I'm drinking my lemon water. So, oh yeah, real quick. So down in Myrtle Beach, I was eating a lot of biscuits. So I got a detox. So I will be sipping on my little lemon water. All right. So, all right, Malik. All right. I'll consider recording it as an audio book. Dating is not trash. We got to stop that mindset, right? However, right now, the climate that we're in, it appears that dating is trash, right? We see a lot of toxic is taking over right now. What's that little girl? Chrishawn, I don't know, I can't pronounce her name. Her and that boy, Blue, whatever. The girl who got the boy tattoo on her neck. Like, relationships like that are being highlighted. Like, that's what people are seeing. So people are really getting into this mindset that if my relationship is not toxic, then it's not a good relationship. Mm-mm. We're seeing a high number of side pieces, right? So right now, I got stuck on the side of TikTok over the weekend, and not over the weekend, actually earlier this week, a young lady went live. She's talking about her relationship. She got three kids with this dude, and somebody inboxed her and was like, sis, that's my man too. What was bad was that the women in her comments were so supportive of the side chick, of the second person, that it made me realize that it's really becoming such the norm that people just expect. Like, you have to expect to be the number two. You have to expect your partner to have a second person. And that's what's becoming the narrative. You know, someone said on Instagram, for those of you that are watching me on YouTube or Facebook, someone said dating is trash. It appears to be trash. It's trash because, one, we are really in a season where people are on dating apps. Like, people are only on dating apps. Now, the people that met their love of their life in 2020 and early 2021, they had a different experience than those of us today in 2022. 2020, 2021, everyone was inside, right? Everyone was inside. Everyone was on a dating app. Everyone was like, no one really could go out. We was on a global lockdown. So you had the lawyers, the doctors, you had the men that were, you know, in therapy, the women that were, you know, looking to be a wife and want to be a partner. Those people were online. Everybody was there dating. So you had success stories that came out of the global pandemic of the dating app. But everything, when things started to open back up, a lot of people stayed on the dating apps, and then other people went outside, right? So the people that went outside, they're seeing a different level of dating. They're seeing a dating of, you know, they actually want to do things together. People are actually going out and having connections, right? So many people are stuck on of the physical that they're not even realizing that the connections is what's important. Someone said, but it's hard meeting people when you work all the time. Then you want to know what? That goes with the values, right? So some of y'all know a couple of months ago, I did a workshop on values, and that came up, you know, because you have people that, you know, you're meeting someone, you know, I think a guy has said to me, I actually had a guy say this to me multiple times, and he works two jobs, and, you know, he's like, oh, women don't like me, or they don't want to take me serious because I work two jobs. And I said, it's not that they don't take you serious, it's that they value time, whereas you value money. No one is wrong, but that also plays into the part of why we need to read this book, because one of the things, especially for those of you that do end up joining me for my book reading, we're going to start talking about our values. When you sit down and figure out what your values are, when you sit at that table for the first date, you have that first conversation, you actually can have questions to ask. So what do you value? What are your values? And then guess what? If y'all don't value the same thing, there is no need to move forward and continue in that pursuit. Y'all don't value the same thing. It's not that that person is wrong. It's not that you're wrong. It's not that the dating scene is trash. You have not met the person that have the same values as you. That's all that it means. So you have to continue to find people that have the same values. I value my time. Y'all see how I live my life. Y'all saw where I was at for an entire month. Where was I? I was on the road, bags packed in the car. And guys don't want to all day, always want to date me because they want me to be here in New York. This is not where I want to be. In my book, I discuss, there's a whole chapter in my book that I discuss. Some of you have not met your person because you have not left your city. You have not left your state. Some of y'all haven't left your country. Your person is somewhere else. You got to get out. So if you're constantly in Brooklyn, I live in Brooklyn, New York. If my person is in, I ain't going to call out a state because a city, because something always tends to happen. But if that person is somewhere else and I'm here and I refuse to leave, I refuse to go anywhere. I'm not traveling anywhere. I'm not going on vacation. There's a lot of people out here who really gloat and they glorify saying, I don't take vacation. Baby, you're not bragging about anything. That is not a flex. You need some time to yourself. You need to go out and explore. So in that part of my book, I talk about you got to get out of the land of familiar. Some of your people are not here. Just because you were born here doesn't mean that you have to die here. Y'all hear me say that all the time. Some of you are not meeting the person for you because you are stuck in the city that you were born. You are stuck in the city that you were raised in. That person is somewhere else. And guess what? They are equally waiting for you. This is why you hear stories. I love when I read stories. There was actually a couple on TikTok, right? She posted something and the guy said, yo, my job said, I got all this PTO. I'm going on vacation. So where should I go? And she said, well, I'm a traveling nurse and I'm about to go to Miami. Meet me in Miami. She put it out there. He was like, bet. They wasn't expecting anything to happen. She wasn't expecting him to really go. He wasn't expecting her to go. And they took a chance and he took his vacation, booked his hotel, his flight. He went to Miami. She went to Miami, took a traveling contract to Miami. She went. They happened to meet up. And a year later, they're now engaged. And now they're about to move to the same city together. Like, wow. That's their love story. But guess what? They each had to leave their respective cities to mutually go to another city, meet there, go on a date, hang out, make a connection, go their separate ways, stay in contact, and here they are a year later. And some people are like, oh, well, a year is not enough time. And when God has something for you, there is no time. You don't have to wait for the 2 years. You got to date for 2 years and then be engaged for a year and a half. And none of that has to matter if God is a part of it. If he's like, yes, that's what I need you to do. Everyone's story is going to be very different. But this is the reason why. Principle number two in my book. When you have this relationship with God, right? God will start telling you to go places. It's not going to make sense. You know how many times God has told me to go places? And I'm like, but why are you telling me to go there? And I would get there and it would be a blessing. Somebody would be there. You know, a person would have a message for me. A person would just bless me. Like one time, I'm talking about like when I was going through, life was like really rough for me. I happened to like go into a Subway, the restaurant. I went to the Subway and I was just like, you know how you always hear people talk about, oh yeah, I went to a store and someone blessed me. They brought my lunch for me. And I just said to myself, I was like, God, that would be nice one day. And literally this lady turned around and she was like, I don't know what it is. Something is telling me to buy your lunch. But God told me to go there because I wasn't planning on going to Subway, because in my mind, I'm thinking, Dad, I only have about like 10 bucks on me, and this sandwich is going to cost $3.50, and then I'm going to want something to drink. And we start calculating in our minds, and God is like, I just need you to go there. Go there, be quiet, don't worry about it, I got you. And that person showed up, and that person blessed me. I left there with that $10. So sometimes you are stepping in your own way. You're blocking yourself because you know you feel like you get this unction. And like I say, God speaks to us all differently. He speaks to us all different. Sometimes you just keep getting this place, it's pressed on your heart, pressed on your heart. And you're like, yo, why is this place on my heart? Why am I keep getting this feeling I need to go here? Don't question it. Just do it. Go there with the expectations that God is going to do something in my life today. And it could be the person of your life. But if you don't move and you don't go there, you're never going to meet that person. A lot of people are going to be very stuck. This is the reason why we constantly keep hearing the things of relationships sucks, dating sucks. It doesn't suck. It doesn't. Chapter 3 of my book. I've been doing this little series on TikTok. So if y'all can, go follow me on TikTok. I am Professor Inspiration on TikTok. And so I'm already 4 chapters in. Sorry, Facebook. Sorry, Instagram. Y'all a little behind. But, Instagram got it first. I mean, TikTok has it first. But in chapter 3, I talk about the characteristics of your purpose mate. Like I said, a lot of people don't like that chapter. I've had people tell me. Last year when we did this reading, I said, the person that is coming into your life, that God wants to come into your life, that the perfect person that God has for you, you gotta stop with your vision, right? You probably sit in there like, oh, if it's a guy, she looks like this, she got a body like that. If you're a woman, you'll be like, he's this tall, his hair is like this. Throw all of that in the garbage. Pack it up, throw it in the trash. God doesn't want to hear none of that. Because God is saying, do you want my best? Or do you want your selection? Because see, we can have it our way. We can go like Burger King and have it our way. We can go to a buffet and pick everything that we want. You can do that, absolutely, because there's a thing called free will. So if you want to go and get on that dating app and you want to go to the settings, because this is what most of us do, and I'm guilty of this because I have been there. You go to the settings to the dating app. You put your preferences. I prefer someone who is this tall. And you don't care if he's 6'9". So you like, whatever your minimum is. And for some women, it's 6 feet. And I used to be that. And I think the last time I was on a dating app, I think I put my minimum was like 5'8". I'm 5'6½ on a good day, okay? I put 5'8". Some women are like 6 feet. Your husband might be 5'11". You missed him because he put 5'11", you put 6 feet, you missed him. He's not showing up on your radar. Then we have locations, right? So this is why I said the land of familiar. Some people put the preference, have to be within 15 miles. Some people, like I said, New York City is a unique place. There are some people that only date someone that lives in their borough, right? I don't get it. You only date somebody from Brooklyn? Like, I get it. Socially, we might not want to date someone from the Bronx. No shade from people in the Bronx. No shade. I love y'all. But we might not want to because, you know, geographically, it's kind of far, right? Got to take the 2 train, the 5 train, the 4 train, the D train. You might have to take one of them trains, and you might not feel comfortable, especially if you live somewhere, you know, in Queens. You might not want to go through all that. It's a lot of traveling. But what if you met that person and they, okay, I think about traveling nurses. What if your person is a traveling nurse and he or she is on assignment in the Bronx? They're traveling here and they're on assignment at Bronx Care up in the Bronx. You don't miss that individual because you have put, I don't want them to be no more than 10 miles away from where I live. Or 5 miles. Some people go less. So we have to really start thinking about this, right? So you have to, you know, I do look at social media for motivation because social media is allowing us to see that there are people out here who are meeting in the unconventional ways. They're meeting on TikTok. They're meeting, you know, someone saw their videos and took a chance and saying, hey, I like what you're talking about. I like what you discussed. Let me come and let me properly introduce myself to you. Let me properly, you know, give you a compliment. Let me not come into your inbox or your DMs on some shenanigans, but actually, right, actually go and, what is this? But actually go and put you into, I mean, and come into your inbox on some respectful stuff. That does happen. And we hear about those. There are people out there that are sharing that. There are people out there that are sharing positive. Someone had put up a young lady on my Facebook page. And it's, again, people are so accustomed to toxic that when they see something positive, they gotta try to rain on it. So she has shared how she works from home. She was working all day. Her fiance, you know, he got off from work and he stopped at the supermarket, got them groceries, came home, he made dinner, you know, and I think she said he gave her a foot massage. And someone commented, oh, so you're just being lazy. And it's like, what? Like, and everyone, and I'm reading the post, and I'm like, how did you get that? And it's like, because that goes back to what people, the narrative that people have created in their own minds of what a relationship should be. That she should be the one that after she gets her work, that she's supposed to cook and come and massage his feet. It's not supposed to be the other way around. So imagine if she was insecure in her relationship. Imagine if she didn't have, you know, the mindset of being a bully, believing that, you know what? I can be with somebody who loves and respects me. I can be with someone that's going to cater to me. Someone that once in a while is going to say, babe, I got it. I got the dinner tonight. Don't you sit back. I know you also was working today. I'm going to make dinner for you tonight. Is that wrong? But we're not seeing that, because when we go on Instagram, we're seeing nothing but nonsense. People are fighting. The side chick came out. She's exposing the truth, you know, and everybody is rooting on the side chick. When did being a side chick become so glorified? Like, I'm sorry. I've been the side chick before. And I'm honestly, that was the one thing. God, I actually had to go and ask God to forgive me. Like, I remember praying in here. 2015. It just came over me, and I said, God, intentionally and unintentionally, because some of us have been side pieces and we didn't even know. We didn't know, right? So sometimes you got to just say that prayer anyway, because you might have been in a situation never knowing. So I asked God, God, forgive me for going into situations and being open to being a side chick, open to being a side piece. Open to entertaining someone that had a girlfriend. I never dated anyone. I never dealt with anyone that was married, but I dealt with people that had girlfriends. And I had to ask God to forgive me. Some of y'all have to ask, because, again, you cannot go out there thinking that what you did is not going to come back to you. It does come back to you. God does not have to ordain anything, right? So when I say to you, before you get into your next relationship, there's a lot of great nuggets and tips that I have in this book. I'm not saying that this is the best book, the tell-all, be-all book, but this book has a lot of good tips that is going to give you a lot of understanding of, like, yo, what do I need to be doing? What should I be focusing on? Some of you are already doing some of this stuff. Like, I know people that are already going to therapy. Excellent, right? You want to touch, you want to get in tune. What do I need to really face? What do I need to come to terms with, right? Awesome. Some of you are, you have already gotten rid of the list, right? Some of you already got rid of those long laundry lists. He needs to be this tall. You're good. You let that side of you go. Some of you have that relationship with God, right? Perfect. But then you're possibly not operating in purpose. There's a whole chapter in my book. We talk about purpose. You have to be in purpose. You have to get into purpose, right? And what does that mean, Tanisha? That means that you got to figure out what is it that God needs you to do and how do you need to do it for the world, right? This is a part of my purpose. Talking about this book, teaching about this book. It's a part of my purpose. And the reason why it's a part of my purpose is because God has given me all this wisdom, right? I see the world through a different lens, and I'm able to articulate it in a way that everyday people can just truly understand. You can pick it up. You can be like, yo, I get it. That makes sense. Like someone said here, that makes sense, right? That's what I want. You might not be my client. You may never become, you may never pick up a copy of my book. But if you watch this video at any time and you get a level of understanding, if you get a new revelation, then that means that I did my part. That's all that I ask for. I don't ask for anything more, anything less. Besides, how can I go out here and teach the things that God needs me to teach? Right? There are a lot of marriages right now that are failing. And I have said to a few people in different conversations, I said, is it that the marriages are failing? Or is it that God is exposing what he never ordained? I'm just saying. I'm going to say that again. Is it that marriages are failing? Or is it that God is exposing what he never ordained? It's a lot of people out here who are married that God never wanted you to marry. Some of y'all are going to start, we're going to start seeing even more. Yes, it's a horrible thing to see any marriage end. But God, if he never ordained it, he don't have to fix it. It is what it is. If God did not ordain it, he does not have to fix it. So you have to realize is that he wants the marriages that he needs, the marriages that he wants to ordain to come forth. He needs the unions that he needs to come forth to happen. So he needs you. He needs me. He needs our spouses to start getting out of the traditional way of thinking, the way that the world is telling us, right? This is why I stand on Romans 12 too. We got to stop conforming to the way of the world. Stop doing things that the world is doing. What the world is doing is toxic. The world is out here telling you go be a side chick because one day you'll be number one. And I'm telling you, you go on TikTok, TikTok will let you know that some of y'all are side chicks for 7 years, 8 years, 9 years. You're sitting around waiting for a man. There was a story a girl said that she said, huh? No, somebody wrote in. She was a side chick for 7 years. 7 years. And this dude divorced his first wife and told her he was marrying somebody else. What? So you gonna sit around for 7 years? And when this dude did get a divorce, he went and met somebody else and married someone else, and he's going to keep you as a side chick? And the reason why he said he told her, because I know you'll never leave. He knew she'll never leave. Why would she? Why would she leave? You've been doing it for 7 years? So he gonna do it for another 7 years. So this is why. The book also has a prayer journal. I came out with this last year. So this is also, if you are interested, you can go to TanishaShanae.com/hello. Anyone can join, men or female, male or female. I said men or female, Lord have mercy. Male or female, men or woman. And you can join my 7-day book reading discussion. We're gonna dive into this. I did it last year and honestly, it was a great revelation, but I realized that there were things that more that came up over the last month while I was away. And I mean, I reread my book in the first 2 days of being down there, something had happened and it just pushed me to read my own book again. And I read it again and I was just like, wow, and I got more revelation. So I'm gonna share that new activities, things that I didn't even think about doing last time, we're going to do this time. So if you register, it is for free. You can donate. There is an option to donate. So if you do desire to give $1, $5, $100, $500, you can definitely do that. It's not required. But if you don't, if you register, you will get access to the recordings and you will be able to get access to all of my resources. So all of the different activities that's not in the book, that we're going to do within those 7 days, you will get access to that. I'm also going to have digital journal sheets. So it's going to be different things. So there are benefits to signing up. So definitely sign up. Okay. So I thank you for spending time with me this evening. I know that I have some other things to do. I'm at 30-minute mark. So I am going to stop now. But thank you for spending some time with me. Instagram, thank you so much. Facebook, YouTube, thank you. And again, if you are here, go to TanishaShanae.com/hello and sign up, register. We start November 28th. So we have a week and some change for you to register, for you to sign up. But we're going to get started that Monday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to go live. And like I said, only those that register will get access to those recordings and order everything else that I said. You can get the book. Like I said, you can download it on Kindle. So you have Kindle Unlimited. Go ahead, download it, right? Why not? If you want a physical copy, definitely order that. Amazon Prime will have that to you in no time. I am Tanisha Shanae. Have a good one. Be well, be blessed.